Well, Michael, Cosmic Under Fire, he's took him a long time to win one, another one, and then tonight made two in a row. Pretty good result.
Yeah, very good, yeah. Well, I think he's been out for a fair while, isn't he, Grant? I've read a couple of times where he hadn't won for such a long time, but he spent a long time in the paddock, Grant done a good job. Grant and got him back to racing order, and yep. Everything was good when he came here, and all we've had to do is keep ticking over. That's it, mate, and that's the same when he sent us the other one, Shardon's Rocket. Like, all you have to do is just keep him ticking over, you know. So they get him fit and ready to go, and we just look after him for a while.
You take the glory.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, there's another race for him soon, fortnight?
I think they're in a couple of weeks. There's one pretty similar, yeah. And you're still with the same mark, 20 and that, so you probably give him 40 tonight, so it shouldn't be. You know, like, you got to have a good run, you've got to have luck to win any of them, don't you?
All right.
But he's going good.
Now, Grant, you're thinking of taking this horse, Cosmic Under Fire, back to Melbourne for a couple of races?
Initially, that was the plan, Peter, to take him home. There's a claiming series coming up, but I'll have a talk to the owner. There might be some chance he might stay, because that claiming series is looking like it's going to be pretty strong. So, the horse is, he's not winning every time he runs here, but he's earning most of the time, so it's probably a better place for him to be.
Okay. He's done a great job, and, for an old time.
He has done a great job. He actually, he broke down here about 18 months ago in the Metropolitan, was in a pretty bad way after it, and we weren't sure whether we'd get him back. So, to his credit, he's done a great job, the horse, and Mick and Tony, as usual, have looked after him fantastic, and let's hope he can go on with it.
Good on you, well done. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Pete.